And we're joined every Thursday by Lee Klein, former college basketball coach. He's the owner of the Five-Star Basketball Camp and a contributor to Slam Magazine. And Lee joins us right now on the G&M Family Market phone line. Lee, good afternoon. I want to ask you, first of all, lead it off here. Did Wisconsin, with that big win over Iowa, guarantee themselves a spot in the tournament?
I would say yes. Count the Badgers in, you know, provided there's no monumental collapse here where, you know, where they lose the rest of their games. I think they have shown enough and have done enough to really put themselves in the tournament field where they would cement, you know, they're the seventh Big Ten team that's going to play in the big dance.
Xavier topped Villanova on Wednesday night. How good do you think the Musketeers are, and do you think they deserve a number one seed?
They're very good, and it'll depend on this. Look, the Big East deserves to have one team on the top line. The only way they're going to get two teams on the top line is if craziness happens, and how the Big 12, Big 10, and ACC finish out. Those three conferences, in particular, all the winner there, whether it be a Michigan State, whether it be a North Carolina, whether it be a team like that, they all deserve, you know, Kansas, Oklahoma. Those teams, I think, those winners would be ahead of a second Big East team. But if someone comes out from left field, like a Miami or somebody else comes out and wins those conferences, then it could open up to both Villanova and Xavier each being top seeds.
Lee, it's being reported that Florida State extended Leonard Hamilton for another 2 years. For a guy who's already been there for 14 seasons, how important is the continuity of keeping a coach for a young and rising Seminole team?
Well, I think that, first off, Leonard does a lot for that university outside of winning basketball games. He does a lot as far as in the community. He's really a great mentor to not just basketball players, but to everyone there. They've got really good young talent. They'll have more good young talent on the way. You know, the question is what's the expectation of success? That's sort of the question. They're going to miss the NCAA tournament. They lost their last four games. So they're not, it won't be an NCAA team, but how long will they tolerate? Last year they weren't in the tournament. How long are they going to tolerate being on the outside? I mean, that's what the question's going to be. Their last, they had the one great year where they won part of the ACC, and they've kind of lived off of that. And that, they haven't been back to the tournament since 2012. So I would say it's time. They've got great, they've got a couple McDonald's kids. They've got a couple big-time recruits. But the pressure's on where next year they've got to show a level of improvement, or else, increased contract or not, they'll need to make a move and go in a different direction.
We're talking NCAA basketball with Lee Klein here on Downtown. Speaking of Florida State, they take on Duke tonight. How important is it for this Duke team with seven losses not to stumble here down the stretch?
Well, these are the games, it's tough now. They've had a couple days to rest before this Florida State game, this Duke team, which is a little banged up, but they're going to flip around Sunday and play at Pitt. So it's those are defensive, kind of physical-minded teams, Florida State and Pitt. This is an interesting challenge, not just to win the games, but it's an interesting challenge because of this thin Duke team that's that needs to get back and the confidence of the success that the five games win streak provided, and to start playing well. And so I think it's one of those things that it's more about your own internal confidence and the barometer you're trying to get to play your best basketball going into this thing. I know there's a lot of talk that Emile Jefferson's getting closer to coming back. They've got these four games. You know, you got to win your home games against Florida State and Wake if you're a team that is poised to make a deep run in the tournament. I mean, that's the bottom line, to just put it, you know, to just kind of put it out there. You hope you win at Pitt, and you hope that you could sweep North Carolina, but the teams that you've got to beat, you've got to beat in the ACC if you're, you know, if you're a legitimate contender and you want to defend the national championship that you won last year.
Since we're talking about Duke, Lee, what do you like about Grayson Allen? He seems like a superstar on the next level, or at least a rotation player.
Yeah, I mean, both he and Brandon Ingram are really terrific offensive players. They really, you know, Brandon Ingram, his what he can do at his size is just a nightmare of a matchup for college coaches. For Grayson Allen, I think first and foremost, it's his, you know, it's that chip on his shoulder, that edge that he plays with, where he's an aggressive offensive player. He's capable. He's got a good outside shot. He's surprisingly athletic. His decisiveness would be my one area of improvement that I would want for him. That you know, after your second or third dribble, or after that, if you don't have it, you gotta, you know, have the faith that you'll get it back. And sometimes he gets a little caught up into, you know, forcing the action, and it's worked out. He's won a couple of games by forcing the action, but maybe he better be a little better suited to have, you know, to have this trust in his teammates that he'll get it back. And offensively, you know, he's got what it takes to play at the next level offensively. It's just going to be these other things: improving defensively, improving with his decision making, and probably getting a little smoother with his handle. And that'll be the recipe for a guy that's going to be drafted in the first round.
Sean Miller at Arizona has been pretty critical of the Pac-12 for the whole court storming situation. As a former coach, Lee, is this an accident just waiting to happen?
In my opinion, and now I get it. You know, Sean Miller's upset they lost the game, and it happens against Arizona a lot. But he, well, you know, the micro that, yeah, he's complaining because of his team's involved, I get it. The macro point, though, is correct. This is a powder keg. You've got it, and I get it. You know, college basketball is for the students. It's for the student fans. That, you know, I'm all for that. The issue becomes that they're 19, 20-year-old kids, and people rushing the court, knocking into them. You're really asking a lot to those kids to have the you know, such control that they're not going to act out. And so you're asking for trouble. There are two simple fixes to the court storming issue in college basketball. First and foremost, the officials need to stay on the court. They can't run off once the game ends. Okay? You got to stay on the court. The teams are on the court, you got to stay on the court. The second thing is that if you assess a technical foul, if you don't allow the opposing team, the road team, to get to their sideline and the quorum gets stormed, it should be a technical foul against the home team. They control the security. They hire how many security people are there. You know, it's very simple. You just change when those kids are able to release. The same way they wait for the final buzzer, they wait 20 seconds later for the kids to go from the middle of the floor to their sideline and then storm the court. Then this way you can have security monitoring the handshake line and protecting the kids before you end up with a malice in the palace situation where somebody gets bumped, somebody says something, wrong kid, wrong day, and you have a real issue.
Great perspective. Makes perfect sense from former college coach Lee Klein at the Five-Star Basketball Camp. Lee, thanks as always. Enjoy the games this weekend, and we'll check in again next Thursday.
Sounds great.
Lee Klein talking college basketball with us. It's 5:30.